Diary, March 1894. Victoria, Australia, March 18, 1894. Williamstown, Victoria. Willie accompanied me from George's Terrace to Williamstown. Brother and sister Ebdahl kindly accommodated us by taking us to the depot, about 2 miles, with their horse and phaeton, where we took the cars for Williamstown, 12 miles from Melbourne. We found a hack waiting for us at the station, and on our way we met Elder Israel and brother and sister Starr, who informed us that the place of meeting was Mechanics Hall. They stepped into the carriage and gave us a good report of their meetings on the Sabbath. 8 souls have taken their position to obey the truth and keep the Holy Sabbath. March 17th, they kept the Bible Sabbath. The president of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, Mrs. Press, has kept her first Sabbath. Some bore a good testimony, said they were greatly blessed, that they had not had any peace for 2 weeks, for they knew the teachings they had been receiving were the truth, that the seventh day was the Sabbath of the Lord our God, and now they had surrendered to keep the Sabbath, they were happy. It was indeed, they testified, the happiest day of their lives. About 200 people were assembled in Mechanics Hall. They were a very nice class of people. I spoke to them from Matthew 6, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth," verse 19. I read the remainder of the chapter and presented to them the dangers and the unbelief of our time and the necessity of walking by faith. All listened with profound attention. God gave His Holy Spirit, and I praise His holy name. We had just time to take the 5 o'clock train back to Melbourne, and brother and sister Ebdahl were waiting with horse and phaeton to take us to the school building, where we were making our home. The wind blew hard. It was like a blizzard, but my wraps made me comfortable, although my clothing was wet with perspiration. Enjoyed a good bath and retired to rest. This is always my practice, a cold bath after speaking, with quick and thorough rubbing. If I neglect this, a nervous chill is the sure result, and I am very particular in regard to taking this treatment. It has been a great help to me, and if I could encourage other speakers to follow this practice, they might prolong their lives. I thank the Lord for this enlightenment of my mind. I practice it now as a preventive of sickness. The cold baths do not leave me debilitated. We must charge ourselves with great care, for we are doing the Lord's work, and must consider we are the Lord's property. School building, George's Terrace, Melbourne. I am reduced in strength. My heart is weak, my soul is sad, and I am not much encouraged at some features that present themselves. When I know that things exist among the workers that are wrong and that are displeasing to the Heavenly Father, then I have very feeble faith that God will visit us with His grace and His honor. There is not love and the grace of Christ in the hearts. We ought every one to be daily fitting ourselves to do the Lord's work intelligently, for we have this probationary time graciously given us to be cultivating the heavenly graces for the higher life, even the heavenly school. In doing this, we have the higher education and can become more and more molded to Christ's likeness. In molding ourselves after the divine similitude, we become Christ-like, meek and lowly and pure and holy. Intensely are we to be seeking for the higher life. The Lord presents to the believer the higher life. The Lord would give men an object. George's Terrace, St. Kilda Road, Melbourne, Victoria. I was invited to a seat in the phaeton of brother and sister Ebdahl to ride out to Hawthorne, where the tent has been moved from Brighton. They commence a series of meetings next Friday. The scenery was very beautiful, and to be out in the open air did me much good. The Lord gave me a decided testimony for the people. We were greatly blessed of God.